This is CES Tech Talk. I'm James Kotecki, bringing you one of the standout conversations recorded live at CES 2026 in the C-Space studio. These interviews feature some of the most compelling voices in media and marketing, exploring the trends shaping the future. You can find the full series on the CES YouTube channel, but we've selected this one just for you on the podcast feed. Thanks for listening. Welcome back to the C-Space studio. I am James Kotecki here at CES 2026, and I am here with AARP's Executive Vice President and Chief Marketing Officer, Anna Banks. Anna, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hi, James.
So I have to say, let me start out by saying, I know you have a space here at CES, a physical space, and I know this because my parents happened to be here at CES, and they loved it. They came over yesterday and told me how great the experience was. So kudos to you and your team for putting that on. I think my mom took a brain test and found out that she's mentally younger maybe than she actually is, which was great news. And so thank you for that.
Yeah, I want to commend the team for putting together a really amazing space, very interactive, and all about looking at what the future could look like for a lot of us. AARP is for the 125 million Americans over 50.
Okay.
And we focus on a whole variety of things, how you can be healthier, more active, plan for retirement, support family caregiving. And so we're about so much more than retirement, because retirement is so different now.
Right, what does it mean to retire? People may never want to retire, but all of us hope to eventually, or are now, over 50, right? It's one of those things that it's aspirational for everybody to want to be a part of, and we obviously all have relatives and family members that are over 50, if we're not over 50, so it affects us all.
Yeah, I'm in that demographic, though.
So tell us about your message here at CES. What brings you here? What brings your brand here today?
Yeah, so CES is really important space for us, and so it's about following the money. So in the next 25 years, by 2030, the global consumer spending power is going to go from $36 trillion to $96 trillion. And so that's an incredible amount of money.
Wow.
So the companies that are able to get on the bandwagon and think about longevity and how to support longevity are going to be the ones who get the competitive edge. And I want to do a little bit of myth busting.
Okay.
People seem to think that folks over 50, they don't use technology. Actually, 73% of adults over 50 say technology is a critical piece in them helping them live better lives. But 60% of them feel like it's just not really built for them. And so that's why we're here at CES, right? We really want to encourage the 700 or so companies that we work with, the Age Tech Collaborative, who are, you know, creating things for an audience that, you know, really embraces technology, but, you know, expects more than they're getting from it now.
And why is technology not built for them? It seems like such a great opportunity for technology makers to be, as you say, following the money.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's about spending more time connecting consumer insight and consumer need, and the ability to build things with the consumer in mind, and taking that extra effort to think about, like, how are our needs and perspectives going to change as we age? That is really one of the strengths of AARP, is bringing together innovators and consumers so that we can really bring that perspective in. So you create environments where they can test their tools, they can get feedback about what works and what doesn't.
Yeah.
AARP has a platform around education to really help innovators understand what really works for the audience, because we want eventually it to be a place where technology is co-designed, right? Co-designed between the consumer audience and innovators to create something that's, you know, more useful and relevant for the people that it serves.
And it seems like you're doing great work to advocate for more technology for this group of folks who are over 50. But even if you weren't doing that, the people who are very technologically fluent keep getting older, hopefully, right? And coming into that group, right? So even just naturally, if we think about 2030, folks who grew up with the internet are going to start to become in that cohort of people over 50, and a very important part of it, right?
Yeah, I mean, let's talk about the longevity evolution. So in the next 5 years, there are going to be more people in the US who are over 65 than are under 18.
Wow.
And many more of us are going to be living to be over 100. My mother, she lived to be 96, so that's gonna be more common. What does that mean? All of us are going to want more of those years.
Yes.
To be healthier, to be better, to be more connected. And that's really part of the reason why we're here at CES, right? To encourage the industry to get on the longevity bandwagon, right? To be really focused on development that can encourage those years to be better and create the solutions that are going to drive better lifetimes for all of us.
So your job as chief marketing officer involves what? Are you reaching out to bring more people in your cohort into the organization and into, you know, to become advocates for themselves and folks in their generation? Is that part of what you're doing? And are you reaching out to, I guess I should just say, define your role as chief marketing officer of this organization.
Yeah, so I'm the keeper of the brand for AARP and all of the resources that help people take advantage of what AARP has to offer. So some of the run is the brand itself, how it shows up, but it's also all the resources that we create. So think about all the content, the rich content that AARP creates, whether it's AARP the magazine or the
magazine.
Bulletin.
I've seen it many times.
It is the largest circulation magazine in the country. But we have a wealth of resources that AARP puts together, and so I help manage those content teams that are creating articles and videos and providing the research out there for people to get the most out of planning for retirement, how to figure out family caregiving, how to live healthier and more active lives. So all those resources are really a big part of being a chief marketer.
Do you get to meet the celebrities on the cover sometimes?
So I actually don't always get to go to the shoots.
Okay.
However, just coming up this weekend, Movies for Grownups, which is one of AARP's platforms, we have our awards show that we'll be going to, and so we'll get to meet a lot of the celebrities, because we are all about making sure there's more visibility for the 50 plus audience, that there's more being created for them, and there's more 50 plus behind the scenes, more 50 plus actors, directors.
Sure. And when you think about people who are 50 plus, it's obviously, as you said, a huge group of people. It's also an extremely diverse group of people in every way, right?
Absolutely.
So then how do you think about messaging, personalization, or specificity for reaching different folks within that cohort?
Yeah, so let's talk about personalization for a second. So it is super important for us, because I mentioned we're a resource that creates, you know, hundreds of thousands of articles, research, videos, and we want to make sure people can find the thing that is right for them.
Yeah.
And so we leverage AI in order to understand the interests people have and then connect them up with the right content. And so in connecting with the right content, we want to make sure they're having a more relevant experience, right? That we're using data in a way that is transparent, so it creates an experience that's more helpful and not intrusive. And it also means it's why we spend a lot of time testing, learning, taking feedback, and optimizing the experience for anyone who interacts with any of our content and resources.
I'm glad you mentioned AI. Everyone does in the C-Space studio, and it's critical that we have to all talk about it. I mean, how do you have information about the way, you have thoughts about the way that folks over 50 think about AI and leverage and use AI in their daily lives?
Yeah, I mean, let's talk about the use of technology overall, and then AI in particular. I mean, one of the things that we really want to encourage is brands to pay attention to the insights that are needed to really design for the 50 plus. And then for AI in particular, I mentioned the use of personalization, which is driven by AI, but we're getting into agentic AI.
Yeah.
And so that's changing rapidly the way people connect websites and users, and it used to be search engines, but soon it's going to move to agentic AI doing acting and transacting and acting as an intermediary.
Yeah.
And we want to make sure that it's being designed in a way that actually serves the needs of people who are aging and who are 50 plus. So we really want to encourage the industry to pay attention to the needs of those folks and are designing in a way that's actually going to be helpful and useful for all of us. As we continue to age.
And is there a specific example of like what it would mean or what it does mean? A good example of something that is designed in a way that's helpful for that?
Well, interestingly, if you actually are at our Age Tech Collaborative booth, we have a whole variety of examples that are out there around things that are going to help people be able to use, whether it's mobility and our health or vision. There's so many.
There's a lot. As we think about the year to come, 2026, and just the macro environment, the days that we are in, all the different technology convergences that we see here at CES, how do you think about the year ahead? What's your feeling about it?
Yeah, I mean, we're really excited for the year ahead. In particular, I want to talk about AARP for a second. We really want to lean into being relevant for the audience 50 plus.
Yeah.
We're often still seen as just being for folks who are retired or folks who are aging, and we are indeed supporting the needs of people who are aging. And we want to be relevant for those folks who are still in a space where they're family caregivers, they're fighting age discrimination in the workplace. They're just starting to think about how Social Security may impact them and are planning for their futures and retirement. And so all of those are things that AARP is leaning into and looking for ways that technology can actually support people in connecting with the right resources.
I don't know if I'll ever really retire, but if I do, my plan was always to play a lot of video games. I think that's the way that I'm going to think about
tackling. There you go. You'll be using technology.
I think technology is going to be a huge part of how I tackle my years after
50.
There you go. So I'm excited
I'm
excited to talk to you about that. Thank you for bringing us this very relevant conversation to us, Anna Banks, AARP. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks so much for the time.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that conversation from CES 2026. I know I did. That's our show for now, but there's always more tech to talk about. So make sure you stay tuned for more insights, conversations, and content from CES 2026 and beyond. Please follow, subscribe, like, comment, whatever else you need to do to keep those algorithms happy. You can get even more CES at ces.tech. That's ces.tech. Our C-Space Studio episodes are produced by Nicole Vitovich, Julia Ruxer, and Paige Morris, and recorded by Phelps Creative House, and edited by Phelps Creative House, too. I'm James Kotecki, talking tech on CES Tech Talk.